From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter making an unannounced visit to Iraq Saturday discussed the role of Turkey ahead of meetings with coalition commanders. Turkey wants to play a more significant part in the operation to drive the Islamic State out of Mosul, but the Iraqi government is opposed to that.
I think that Iraq is understands that Turkey is a member of the counter-ISIL coalition. Will play a role in counter-ISIL operations in Iraq. And secondly, that Turkey, since it neighbors the region of Mosul, has an interest in the ultimate outcome in Mosul. Many other parties do as well. It's a complicated city.
The defense secretary is also scheduled to meet with the Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. An Afghan Taliban delegation has traveled to Pakistan from Qatar for talks with officials to raise various issues, including arrest of some insurgent leaders, shutting down of some religious seminaries for Afghan refugees, and increasing problems facing the displaced community in the neighboring country. A senior Taliban official requesting anonymity told VOA the three-member delegation has been dispatched to Islamabad from its political headquarters in Doha, the capital of the Gulf state, to convey concerns and get information on what prompted those arrests. Pakistan government denies Afghan allegations. It is covertly supporting the Taliban-led insurgency in Afghanistan. And senior government officials and background interviews say that the fugitive Taliban members have been given a clear message. This is VOA News. An Egyptian appeals court upheld a 20-year sentence for ousted President Mohamed Morsi, first final ruling in a string of trials for the deposed Islamist leader. Morsi has been or had been convicted in April 2015 of involvement in deadly clashes outside the presidential palace during his year in power. His supporters and protesters had clashed after he issued a decree that placed his decisions beyond judicial review. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton campaigning spent Friday in Ohio, one of the hotly contested states in the race.
In the first 4 days of in-person early voting here in Ohio, more people showed up to vote than they did at the same time in 2012 in our last election. That is fantastic, and it shows how serious people are taking this election.
And her Republican rival Donald Trump, while campaigning, not only criticized Clinton, but also President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama.
We have a bunch of babies running our country, folks. We have a bunch of losers. We have a president, all he wants to do is campaign. His wife, all she wants to do is campaign.
The U.S. State Department has released a new batch of emails from Hillary Clinton's private email server, revealing that one document contains classified information. The email contains transcriptions of two telephone conversations that a senior U.S. diplomat had with top leaders from the United Arab Emirates. The documents were not marked classified at the time they were sent. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he did not mean he would cut off ties with the United States when he said in China this week that he was separating from the U.S., adding it's in its country's best interest to stay with America. Duterte visited China to attend an economic forum in Beijing, where he declared there would be a possible separation from the United States, both in military and economics, but he stopped short of explaining what exactly he intended to do and when. 11 hours after a cyber attack first hit the United States Friday, the internet traffic company DEN said that the issue had in fact been resolved. Those disruptions began in the United States, then they spread in different parts of Western Europe. It did cause an internet outage, and it affected several very popular websites. Those include the social network Twitter. The U.S. government is investigating who is responsible for that cyber attack. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.